So this is in the volume 5 in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. And we're doing letter number 1496, which is Baruch Hashem dated the 7 days of Nissan, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. This is a letter in Yiddish. The Rebbe says, for sure it's extra to emphasize that you need to write to your son, Mr. So-and-so, Sheikhya, how much it's his obligation. It is the obligation of every Jew in all times to put on the tefillin. And this is especially even more important for somebody who is in the army, because putting on tefillin protects them and eventually brings them in the designated time home in a healthy, in a wholesome way. This we heard from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, in the time of the last world war. And we also see this in actuality, this proven fact that all those Jews that kept putting on the tefillin while they were in the army, they came home healthy, wholesome, in good health. It happens that during the maneuvers and exercises that it's not possible to put on the tefillin in the morning. So one needs to know that you can do the tefillin during the entire day until sunset. At least put on the tefillin and say the Shema, and then you can take them off. If it's not possible for a lengthy time to say the other prayers, minimally just say the Shema. And these few minutes you couldn't find any time while you're in the army. Even in the time that there is maneuvers or exercises and similar. I am sure that you will find the proper words of explanation, the above mentioned, to your son Sheikhya, and may the blessed Hashem bring him in the right time, whole, healthy, back home. I conclude with a wish for a kosher and a happy Pesach Yom Tov for yourself and for your family members, and a regards to your brother, Mr. Sheikhya, who was here with some time ago, and we had a lengthier discussion. A footnote, I am also attaching a message for Pesach, which I hope is going to interest you.